Now, bear with me here because this is one of those issues that can get really complex and as a result doesn't easily make the headlines. But like a lot of stuff that flies under common knowledge radar, it does have potentially far-reaching implications. Last week, President Trump issued an executive order that ends the competitive selection process for administrative law judges. Instead, they'll become political appointees. So to begin exploring this topic, what sort of agencies do administrative law judges work under?
There's any number of agencies that have ALJs. So the Social Security Administration has administrative law judges. The Securities and Exchange Commission has administrative law judges. I mean, they sort of vary the gamut.
That's Lori Baranovand. She teaches administrative law at Vermont Law School, and she walked me through what this executive order could potentially mean. She says it was based on a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision challenging how ALJs are appointed. But one thing the court did not address in their ruling was the removal process for these judges, which means they can only be removed, as it has been, for cause.
And giving an administrative law judge the freedom to know that they can only be removed for cause means that an administrative law judge might not necessarily have to feel, even if they got appointed through some sort of political agenda, it doesn't mean they have to follow that political agenda for fear that they might be losing their job if they don't.
Okay, so what's really changed here with this executive order?
The ALJs were being appointed through this process that was managed by the Office of Personnel Management. And there was a whole set of criteria that they were applying to the selection of administrative law judges. They had to go take a written and oral examination. They had to appear before a panel that had a former administrative law judge, members of the American Bar Association, some people from the Office of Personnel Management. Their decisions were being based on a merit system. And so I think the big concern now is that all of that is being eroded. And essentially, someone can be appointed as an administrative law judge based on what the agency decides are the appropriate qualifications. So you could see wide variations from agency to agency, depending on what they would think would be the appropriate qualifications for an administrative law judge.
Let me ask you this, Lori. Are administrative law judges, I know this seems like a dumb question because of the name here, but are they part of the judicial branch?
They are not. They are technically part of the executive branch. They're called administrative law judges. Agencies are these weird feature that we have in the U.S. legal and political system where they kind of perform the functions, at least a lot of agencies have the capacity to perform the functions of each branch of government. So they do a little bit of the execution of the law. They do a little bit of the lawmaking because they write regulations. And then they also interpret their own decisions, and they apply their own regulations in certain instances, and that's the function of the administrative law judges. But they act in a quasi-judicial capacity, or they act very similar to the way that judges act.
But if they are technically part of the executive branch, why would it be a big deal for them to be appointed in this new manner rather than in the more merit-based system you described before? Because they are going to be working for an agency, which we assume is an agency under the auspices of the executive branch. And wouldn't they be expected to make decisions that are within the confines of what that executive branch would expect?
I think the question here is, if people had traditionally gone through this normal civil service process, the qualifications that you were looking at for ALJs previously were to see, can somebody act as a judge or a quasi-judge, and can they make objective decisions? If you look at their track record of work, does it appear that they have the qualifications for this particular position? If the agency takes control of that, clearly you move from a system where you're looking at the more objective qualifications, moving from that to looking to see, does this person not only have those qualifications, but are they also in line with the objectives of the agency at this point?
And what about here in Vermont? Are there any ALJs working in Vermont in any capacity?
The ones that I know of, just offhand, because I used to have cases in Rutland are the Social Security administrative law judges, but I'm sure there may be others. At a federal level, we obviously have our own set of state administrative law judges.
But they wouldn't be affected by this, the state ones?
No, they are not.
So ultimately, is there some cause for concern regarding this executive order changing the way administrative law judges are chosen?
It sort of will depend on how it all shakes out. I mean, on the one hand, you can see the benefit to having an agency decide what the agency thinks the qualifications are. I mean, agencies in the United States handle so many different types of technical matters. And so an ALJ at the Securities and Exchange Commission might need a very different set of qualifications than an ALJ at the Social Security Administration. On the other hand, I think there's always the concern with agencies that if you politicize them too much or if you allow them to be impacted by the political process too much, that they lose their impartiality and they lose the real benefit that we see in administrative agencies, which is the hope is that they are using their technical experience and expertise and being shielded from Congress to a certain extent so that they're not impacted by politics and that they're making decisions based on their expertise. If you start to have agency heads deciding who the ALJs are supposed to be, I'm sure there's a concern that concern of agency capture or that special interests are going to capture the agency and that that will inform the decisions of those administrative law judges.
Lori Baranovan teaches administrative law at Vermont Law School. I want to thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Mitch.